I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. It may seem all too hackneyed to say that death is a mysterious, often anxiety-producing subject. The truth, of course, is that so many of us struggle to wrap our hearts and minds around the meaning of dying and death. When will I die? How will I die? Will I have the opportunity to choose to die on my terms? Some of us are able to confront these questions. Others of us shy away from them, whether for psychological, cultural, or spiritual reasons. Dr. Rebecca McDonnell-Yilmaz talks about how important it is to understand each and every person's deeply personal and unique understanding of what death and dying mean to them.
Drive around the southern portion of Rhode Island, and you'll find acres of open land, peppered with log cabins. I discovered this as I began my fellowship training in hospice and palliative medicine. I see patients in hospitals and at a hospice center, but I also get to visit hospice patients in their homes to manage their symptoms and provide support to them and their families. You learn a lot about people by crossing their threshold. The pretense and the jitters that often accompany them into the healthcare setting, my turf, dissipate when I become a guest in their home. A family's rich history grows tangible. Walls built with their own hands, photos alongside presidents and dignitaries. In stark relief are the realities of their daily lives. The bed untouched because they can only sleep upright in the recliner. The scattered dishes overflowing with cigarette butts and ash. And the freedom from a rigid clinic schedule allows fluidity to do what is most helpful in the moment. I finished one afternoon visit flipping through a songbook, wobbling through my patient's favorites as she held her oxygen tubing in place. My introduction to palliative care came during my graduate studies in public health. I worked with a team gathering the opinions of New Hampshire residents regarding end-of-life care, the good, the bad, what needed to improve. We traveled around the state, another small but proud single area code territory, holding town hall-style meetings, taking polls to gauge how people felt the healthcare system does when it comes time to die. But more than that, we listened. Beyond the numbers were people whose stories needed to be shared. It strikes me that the times I have covered miles to see patients on their own turf have been while working in palliative care. What makes this field so special is that it meets people where they are, not just literally in their homes, but also theoretically in their values, understandings, and beliefs. When I counsel patients, it doesn't matter whether the decisions they make, to choose hospice, for example, or to change their code status to do not resuscitate, are what I would want. What matters is that they make them with a full understanding of their condition and what the various choices entail. I believe that we practice the best medicine when we meet people where they are. Only then can we travel forward together.
Rebecca McDonnell-Yilmaz is a physician undergoing subspecialty training at Rhode Island Hospital. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.